The next patient is Charles Snellgrove. The last name is S-N-E-L-G-R-O-V-E. Snellgrove. S-N-E-L-G-R-O-V, like in Victor E. Charles. Number one, clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B with proteinuria. That is around 1.4 grams in 24 hours. The time that this laboratory workup was done was the 24th of May, in which the serum creatinine is 2.2, the BUN is 43, the estimated GFR is 31.8 mL per minute. BUN creatinine ratio is 19.9. The glucose is 145. And the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Potassium is 4.7. Period. This patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is getting better, corrected between 7 and 8%. Period. The main problem is the relapsing urinary tract infections with septic shock. Several admissions has been done in the last couple of years because of this urinary tract infection. Period. The patient was referred to the urologist in Tampa, Dr. Bukka Puttman. B like in boy, U-K-K-A. P like in Peter, U-T like in tango. M-A-N. Bukka Puttman. Period. The blood stimulator that was placed has to be removed because the patient had through the incision opening that we were able to visualize the stimulator. That for that reason was removed. Period. Several procedures have been done in Tampa, and at the present time, the patient doesn't have an infection, but the leukocyte steroids is always positive. The culture has been negative. The patient is supposed to go back, and whether or not this patient is a candidate for an ileal conduit is unknown. Number two, the patient has elevation of the diabetes mellitus that has been under better control. The latest hemoglobin A1C was 8%. The patient, the recommendation that he received from endocrinology was lantus 35 units in the morning and 32 in the evening, glipizide 10 milligrams twice a day. The patient is intolerant to Ozempic because of the GI effect. He has history of gastroparesis. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 133 over 78. It's under control. The patient is to continue with the same medications. He has been losing weight. The body weight today is 242 milligrams. I mean, 242 pounds. And we started at 276 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, history of erythrocytosis that is most likely familial. The hemoglobin remains within range. Following number, coronary artery disease status post PCIs that were placed in 2020. The patient is also followed by Dr. Kimber for spine surgery. And he's followed by a podiatrist in Bradenton for the plantar fasciitis of the left foot. Period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested reviewing the lab 12 minutes with the patient, 25 minutes, and with the in the documentation, 7 minutes.